This is 90.5 WKAR. I'm Kevin Lavery. And on January 1st, the city of Lansing inaugurated its first new mayor in 12 years. Democrat Andy Shore is a former member of the Michigan House of Representatives, and he is 2 weeks on the job in the city of Lansing. He joins us here for Mondays with the mayor. Mr. Mayor, good morning.
Good morning, Kevin. It's great to be here.
It's good to have you here. Again, you've been mayor for 2 weeks. How are you settling into the job so far?
It's great. It's been very busy. I've got meeting after meeting after meeting, and I've got some boxes that I still have to unpack that are still sitting on the floor. But it's been wonderful. We're already engaging on a variety of our priorities, and I'm excited, and there's a lot of excitement in Lansing right now. So we're going to push on forward. But it's been wonderful so far.
Any surprises or unexpected aspects of the job that are revealing themselves already?
No, not yet. I expect it to be this busy, and we've got 70 or 80 scheduling requests that we're trying to satisfy. At the same time, we're trying to set up all of our initiatives, prepare for a state of the city, deal with a variety of speaking engagements. So it's about as busy as I expected. Not being able to hang anything on the wall yet, maybe that was a little surprise. Usually you figure you get a day or two to move in, but we did not have that. We hit the ground running. So you do that kind of here and there as I get 15 minutes, in addition to sitting down with department directors and setting the stage for many things to come. So nothing big, no big surprises.
Sure. In fact, you talked about your department directors, and we'll get into this a little bit later in the hour, but you're expecting a report from your transition team tomorrow, actually.
I am. We have set up an event where former State Representative Joan Bauer and former Mayor Dave Hollister will be delivering the transition report. We had a few hundred people engage in our transition process. We had four committees with incredible committee chairs. So I'm excited to publicly release the report of the external transition, we call it, and everything we communicated with the residents after the election. Before the election, it's talking about my vision, and you get some people who are for you and some people who are against you. During the transition, it's all of us together.
Lansing Mayor Andy Shore, this is our Mornings with the Mayor segment we bring you every Monday. We just heard a report from NPR about the Detroit Auto Show, and usually Lansing-made vehicles do pretty well at the auto show. Are you going to have the opportunity to bop down to Detroit at some point?
I will. I'm going to the charity preview on Friday, and that's usually a lot of people milling around talking to each other, but my hope and plan is really to get on the floor and check out all the cars. I was there. I saw the Traverse last year, and I'm excited to see the GM products that are there and released.
Well, I'm very jealous. Please say hi to the four tops for me.
I will do that. I will do that.
You have already signed your first executive order as mayor about a week ago. You've reorganized the city's Department of Planning and Neighborhood Development, and that's now been partitioned into two. What are those departments, and what's really the reason for that?
Well, we did split it into two. We created a separate Department of Neighborhoods and Citizen Engagement. And neighborhoods was one of the biggest things we heard on the campaign trail. People love where they live. They love their neighborhood. Lansing has broken out into many different neighborhoods. And we want to show specific support for our neighborhoods. I tapped Andy Crawford to lead that department, and she is a tremendous neighborhood organizer and neighborhood activist, and she lives on the east side. So she is going to get in there and really do a lot to assist and make strong neighborhoods and citizen engagement to help people to contact us and for us to help those citizens. And at the same time, we kept the Department of Economic Development and Planning, which will deal with all of our economic development issues, growing the city, working with planning and code compliance to make sure that people are safe, that we are creating jobs. So Ryan McGrain will be leading that department. I did feel it was important to have two separate departments, each focusing one on job growth and our community and our planning and all the development, and a separate one focusing on our neighborhoods and ensuring that our citizens have an adequate way to relate to the city and to each other.
Very good. And Brian McGrain, your former Ingham County Commissioner colleague.
Correct. Yep. We served together 4 or 6 years on the county commission.
Very good. Is this really the start of a new focus on neighborhoods? I mean, so many cities in the country have sort of this push-pull relationship between developing their downtown core, bringing in millennials, et cetera, mm-hmm. and more of a younger demographic versus taking care of their more older established neighborhoods.
Yeah, we both are priorities for me. We do want to build our downtown core and have a walkable downtown, but we also want to development along our corridors, because our corridors, they're the borders of our neighborhoods. So if you're going down Cedar or Pennsylvania or MLK, Waverly or Larch or Michigan Avenue or Saginaw, you know, these are the borders to our neighborhoods. But in the neighborhoods, those people want somewhere they can go pretty close for a grocery store or for retail or for a restaurant, and they may not go to the downtown. So you want to have a downtown core that generates business and attracts millennials and younger people for walkability. But at the same time, you want to support the neighborhoods. So our development strategy will be both of those. And then, you know, the neighborhood strategy will include working with parks and financial empowerment and, again, assisting citizens and neighborhood associations. So they're both going to be a very strong focus of my administration.
You just mentioned grocery stores, Mr. Mayor. And excuse me. So I think you knew where I was going with that. News that has recently been announced about the Sam's Club in South Lansing near Edgewood Boulevard is closing its doors on January 26th, and that will result in the loss of about 175 jobs. Certainly, I'm sure that's something that you and your administration are watching. What can the city proactively do to try to alleviate the loss there?
Well, there are a few things. I mean, one, the Sam's Club in South Lansing, we're disappointed to see it close. We're very disappointed to see people out of jobs. The folks from Sam's Club did tell me that they are planning to relocate many of those people to other stores in the surrounding area, so it won't actually be 172 losses, but there will be some. And that we will work with people who are out of jobs. We'll get them into Capitol Area Michigan Works and other areas to try and to assist them. Outside of that, for that part of town, for South Lansing, you know, we are trying to build South Lansing, and to see a Sam's Club close is disappointing. But that stretch of area, the Edgewood, South Cedar area, is actually a very good commercial area. We've got a lot going on there. We've got Shaheen Chevrolet, you've got the movie theater, we've got several restaurants. So it's a very active part of the city. So we think that once we get with the real estate folks that own it, we'll be able to bring somebody in. Our economic development folks were on it a minute after I got the call from the Walmart Sam's Club people. I was on the phone with our economic development folks and texting back and forth. So we're going to get with the real estate folks. We're going to market that area, and we're going to, you know, do our best to bring someone in to utilize that space and continue to have an active commercial area down in the South Lansing area.
That's good to hear. And I know that you are certainly a proponent of buy local. As a matter of fact, as you were leaving office in the Michigan House, Governor Snyder honored you a little bit there by signing a bill that you sponsored that has to do with grocery stores and trying to combat the phenomenon of food deserts that we have in our urban core. What happened with that particular bill?
Yeah, that was something we worked on for about a year and a half. So that was exciting to see that signed on my way out. It's not just food deserts, it's walkability. We've got a downtown area where we have no grocery store. So when people want to move to the downtown, they want somewhere they can get, you know, a tomato or onion or just some local groceries. But it's not just the downtown. We have that in big stretches of Lansing on our corridors where people really do expect that when they come into the city, they will have somewhere close and local that they can do their day-to-day shopping. They may do their big shopping trip, their monthly shopping trip at a Meijer or a Sam's Club or whatever. But day-to-day, when you run out of milk for your kids, you need somewhere to stop. So this will provide some dollars towards creating new grocery stores, insisting in creating new grocery stores in areas where there isn't one within a mile. So I'm confident that will help our downtown and several other areas here in Lansing that could really use a grocery store on our corridors.
Absolutely. Another big development that we have heard of coming to Lansing, we've heard in the last few weeks, McLaren Greater Lansing, which of course operates one of the region's two main hospitals, had officially unveiled its plan to build a new hospital facility. Excuse me, it's technically in Lansing, but it's really going to be built on land that is owned by Michigan State University. McLaren will close two of its other older locations in the coming years. How do you see that project impacting Lansing?
Well, there's a lot to that. You know, I'm excited about the $500 million investment. I'm excited to have a newer hospital with state-of-the-art facilities. I know they are working with the neighborhood in that area because you want to make sure that we're not creating excess traffic, and we're going to make sure that the two other buildings are going to be occupied. So we're excited for the investment. The devil's in the details, and we're working with them, but we're excited.
Well, it always is. Lansing Mayor Andy Shore, brand new to the office, and we will look forward to hearing from you certainly before February 7th, but that's your State of the City address at Patton Gill Academy. Looking forward to hearing some of your priorities for 2018.
Great. Thanks for having me on, Kevin.